Welcome to the Andrea Engstrom Show. I am passionate about helping you break through to your next level of abundance, success, and freedom so that you can create the life you desire and inspire others to do the same. I'm your host, Andrea Engstrom, and on today's show, we're going to talk about how to make money in your business. This is why we got into business in the first place, is to make money that creates the time freedom, the financial freedom that we truly desire, and to impact the world at a higher level. But sometimes it can feel like we are wheel spinning, like we're spending a lot of time in our business, but we're not actually making money. We're not generating the income that we really want. And so let's talk about that today. So I'm bringing this up because I had a great conversation with someone earlier this week who wanted to interview to join my mastermind group. And so when I asked her about her goals and challenges, she had great clarity on her goals. She said, I want to do 7 deals this year. I want to do 4 flips and 3 buy and holds. And she already has a profitable rental property and her first flip is going really well. So I love her clarity. I love that she's taking action. But when I asked what her greatest challenge is, she said something that was very consistent with what I hear from a lot of other women entrepreneurs. She said, my greatest challenge is following the schedule that I set for myself every day and getting to those important projects on my list. So she spends every morning running errands and checking in on her project to answer questions and make sure everybody has everything they need and everything's moving forward, which is a good thing to do. But here's the problem. She really wants to work on her real estate license so that she can save money on each of her transactions. And so when we dig into this situation, I said, so what you're telling me is that you start out every day working on someone else's to-do list. You're running errands. You are checking in to say, does anybody need anything from me? What can I do for you? Can I answer any questions for you? So this is a good thing, but it is not necessarily moving her towards her goals or creating additional income. We've got to check on our projects, but we don't necessarily have to do it every single day, and certainly not with the most brilliant part of your day. So if you know that you're great in the morning, that is your best focus time to be able to do deep work or projects that need to move forward so that you can generate more income. And so if you start your day by checking mail or by looking around and saying, what can I do for somebody else that is on their to-do list that I can be helpful with, you may find that you're not getting the things done in your business. I said, well, what do you really want to do? What are you not getting done that you want to get done? Well, she really wants to work on her real estate license and she's already started it, but she wants to be able to save money on each of her transactions. And I said, well, that's a great goal. Let's talk about why that's important. So we did some math to calculate what it would mean to her business if she accomplished that goal of getting her real estate license. And so I said, okay, what's an average dollar sale or an average deal that you would do in real estate transactions in your business? And she said, $500,000. I said, great. Okay, so what's the average commission that you would hope to save by you being able to handle that transaction in the future? And she said, 3%. And so if she's handling one side of the deal and another realtor's handling the other side, she said, I would hope that it would save me 3%. And so 3% of $500,000 is what? It's $15,000. And y'all remember, she wants to do 7 deals this year. She's going to do 7 deals this year. So an average commission of $15,000 times 7 deals is $105,000. And I said, is that worth getting your license? And she said, absolutely. And so then I asked how many hours it will take her to complete her license. And in her state, it's 90 hours. So if she gets her license soon, she will save or generate about $105,000 this year. And so let's keep going with the calculation. So if we calculate her value per hour getting that license, and we would take $105,000 commission she would be paying out, divide that by 90 hours, and we get almost $1,200 per hour that it will save her if she is getting her license. So if we calculated her value per hour of getting that license, it's almost $1,200 per hour, right? Because 90 times 1200 is just about $105,000. We're just using round numbers. And so in most of our businesses, if you're listening to this from home and you're an entrepreneur, especially in the startup phase, $1,200 an hour sounds pretty darn good, doesn't it? And so I said, how much more likely would you be to block time and focus on completing that project if you knew it was going to make you $1,200 every hour that you work on it? And she said, I would prioritize it. I said, yeah, I bet you would. And so one of the biggest challenges that I hear from women before we get started working together in one of my programs is that they feel like they're working a lot of hours and they're very busy, but they're not generating the income that they really want to be generating from their business. And it's because we're seeing people do this. It's called wheel spinning versus income generation. We can be doing a lot of things that feel like we are busy and in motion, but not necessarily taking action on the things that truly impact the numbers in our business. So how do you know what to focus on in order to prioritize those things that will give you the best opportunity to generate income? So let me share with you, there are 5 ways to increase your income from your business, 5 ways to increase profit in any kind of business. I'm going to walk you through these. Number 1 is to increase your lead generation. This would be marketing. How are we getting more leads coming in? Sometimes there's systems we need to set up. Sometimes we need to prioritize having referrals conversations and doing the networking. But we've got to have a systematic approach for a regular process for having leads coming into the business. So that's number 1, marketing. Number 2 is improve your conversion rate. So we can get a lot of leads coming in, but if we're not converting those leads into a transaction or a sale, then we are wheel spinning again, right? So we've got to make sure that we're doing things to make our conversion rate even more effective when we have an opportunity in front of someone that we're closing the deal. Number 3 is increasing your average dollar sale. So this means doing higher ticket deals. And this can be by improving the quality of our leads. There's a number of ways that we can impact that. We can raise our prices. We can add value and increase our price that we're charging, right? And so increasing your average dollar sale is number 3. Number 4 is increase your number of transactions per client. So this would be repeat business. So if you're a realtor listening to this, we know that we have opportunities on both sides of the deal typically. And so we want to make sure we're providing excellent customer service so that people want to work with us again. Or if we have one product that we sell, we want to be able to do an upsell and do a repeat transaction with them or get someone into our next level offer. All right. So increasing your number of transactions. Number 5 is improving your profit margin. And this is about how to do more with less. And so while getting your real estate license, if you're a real estate investor, doesn't necessarily increase your number of leads, your conversion rate, et cetera, it does improve your profit margin because you get to keep more of the money from a flip or from a transaction. And so your profit margins will be better, right? But if you're not actively working on one of these areas of your business several hours per week, you are likely not generating the income that you want. So I want you to look at your list of projects, look at your to-do list and ask yourself, what are you procrastinating on? What are the things that are sucking your time that are not in one of those categories and what needs to shift? So here's what I know to be true. What you want most is on the other side of what you resist most. I'm going to say that again. What you want most is on the other side of what you resist most, because working on those things in your business are some of the harder things to work on, right? It's not as easy as just, answering emails and, going and getting a bank account set up and doing some of the, some of those back-end administrative projects, because we're not having to do anything that feels risky, like putting ourselves out there in our marketing. We're not having to have hard conversations with people and ask for the sale. We're not raising our prices, or we're not, you know, having to do things that lead to repeat business, right? It doesn't feel like, you know, when we're doing things that feel like wheel spinning activities, we're not putting ourselves in an uncomfortable position usually. And so that's why we resist it when it comes to doing things that actually move the needle and make money in our business. And so sometimes we can call that self-sabotage, or it's like, oh, I'm doing all these little, you know, onesie twosie things that are not really moving the business forward when it comes to generating income in the business. Some of us will spend a lot of time in learn mode. And you remember when preparation becomes a form of procrastination, we know something needs to change. And so really ask yourself that question this week. What am I resisting? What is the thing that is falling off my list every day that I would tell myself I don't have time for? But if we're really honest with ourselves, it's the one thing that would make all the difference in terms of income. Okay, so let me walk you through my step-by-step process on how to know what to focus on to increase your income in your business. Step number one, look at your list of projects. What projects directly lead to generating income in the business? And so here's a hint. Look for projects that do one of those five things. They bring in new leads. They convert leads. They allow you to earn more on a transaction. They generate repeat business, or they improve your profit margin. So pick one of those projects. And then I want you to do the exercise I shared with you earlier. Calculate the amount of income that you estimate you will earn from successfully completing that project. How much will it mean to your business when it's done? If you are getting a new marketing system set up, how much do you estimate the first few months of sales will do from that system that you're setting up in your marketing? And then calculate that amount of income. And then I want you to divide that number by how many hours it will take you to complete the project. That is your time value per hour when you are working on that project. Now, when you look at that number, is it worth prioritizing? And I hope your answer to that question is yes. It is worth prioritizing when you look at how much you will generate as a result of completing that project. And so if that's the truth, then what's the final step? Step four, time block on your calendar the number of hours it will take you to complete the project. And then I want you to label those time blocks not only with the project name, but the value of that time. And so if you, for example, are working on creating a webinar or a workshop that is going to help you with lead generation and your conversion of leads in your business, and you're estimating that time at $1,500 per hour, you're going to put webinar creation, $1,500 an hour, and you're going to put that on the time block, because it was going to remind you what the value of that activity is. That this is not just something that can be shoved off for another day. This is the difference between you making that money and it just being a good idea out there. And so I want you to look at those projects and prioritize them. Ask yourself, is doing this project a good idea? Which a good idea comes and goes. We may never act upon it. Is it a great idea? Which we might procrastinate on, but we're going to get to it eventually. Or is it a must? Is it a must? And that means it's urgent and it's important and we need to get started right away. And if it is a must, if it is a must for you to generate that income in your business, then I want you to prioritize your own projects and stop prioritizing other people's to-do lists for you. Prioritize your own priorities first. And what this looks like is time blocks on your calendar that are an appointment with yourself. We make appointments with ourselves and then we honor those appointments because we are a highly paid professional. When you honor the appointments with yourself, that is what builds confidence. You're teaching yourself what to expect of you, and you're training other people what they can expect of you too. And so if you feel like, oh, I want to take this action in my business, I want to do this cool thing, but I'm scared. Like, I feel like maybe I don't have the confidence to put myself out there or to do the thing. The number one way for you to build confidence to take that action and to put yourself out there is to start by taking smaller actions. And the smallest, most micro action you can take is blocking time on your calendar and then showing up for yourself. Show up for yourself for that appointment with you. So this is my challenge to you today. I want you to pick a project, calculate the likely value of your time working on that project, and then how much time it will take to complete it. And then time block on your calendar all of the hours to get it done. So if it is a 20-hour project that you're estimating 20 hours, I want you to have 20 hours worth of time blocks on your calendar. Time blocks on your calendar are so critical for you making the time to get the things done that are most important to you. And I want to challenge you to think about when you are the most brilliant. When are you the most brilliant during the day? For some people, first thing in the morning is their most brilliant time. And I'm not talking as soon as you roll out of bed. I'm talking like go for a quick walk, get yourself a cup of coffee, and then sit down, put your butt in the chair and do the work, right? And if you know that your brain is most fresh after you've had some caffeine and got your energy flowing and maybe did your miracle morning, like that's your time. And you've got to honor that time with yourself and let that be your focused, brilliant time. Block work sessions with yourself to do that. And some of you are saying, Andrea, that sounds brilliant, but I have a day job. I've got a job and my most brilliant part of my day goes to somebody else that is paying me to be there, right? And if that's you, then I'm going to challenge you on that. Because, and I'm not saying you have to quit your day job today. I want you to have a ramp up, you know, pipeline of business and income coming in before you quit that day job. But if that's you, that just means that your time is even more valuable when you are working on your business. It's even more critical that you pay attention to where your time is going. And so if that's you, I'm going to challenge you to not only set your alarm a little earlier in the morning, to give yourself your first hour of brilliance should be to you, to yourself, to your business. And so wake up an hour earlier. And what does that mean? That means you need to go to bed an hour earlier. I want you to go to bed an hour earlier. Stop scrolling on your phone. Stop, you know, watching movies on Netflix. I want you to shut down the screens and go to sleep an hour earlier so that you can wake up an hour earlier, because it's very, very easy to make excuses, for why we are not doing the things that we want to do. And it's hard, and waking up early is hard. But you know what else is hard? Staying broke, not making the money that you want to make in your business. That is what's hard. And you get to choose your hard. You get to choose your hard. You can decide if I'm going to do the hard thing and go to sleep a little earlier and say no to people that want to hang out with me when I got work to do, to say no when someone asks me to do a favor and it is not on my priority list and it would keep me from doing things that are on my priority list. You got to prioritize yourself and set boundaries and have hard conversations. And what's really cool about having time blocks on your calendar is that you're able to tell people, oh, I can't, I have an appointment. And that appointment is with yourself, but you don't have to tell people that. You can just know that for your own, that can be for your own knowledge. But most people will respect what you say when you say, I can't do it at that time, I have an appointment. I'm totally booked up today. I wish I could help, but I can't. I'm booked up. And people say, oh, okay, got it. No problem, right? And so make appointments with yourself and then honor those appointments. Choose your hard. Do the hard thing. It is hard to put your butt in a chair and work on a project until it is done. It is even harder to not have the income that that project would have created in your business. That is hard. So you choose your hard. All right, sister, I hope this was helpful to you today. If something on the show today resonated with you, would you share this episode with a sister who's an entrepreneur working on her business, and you know she needed to hear this because you guys were just commiserating the other day, or you were just encouraging each other. And I would love for you to share your feedback with me or ask me a question. You can drop me a line at andreaengstrom.com. And while you're there, grab a ticket for my next masterclass. Register for my upcoming workshop. If you're a woman entrepreneur, you can also join my Facebook group. It is free. It's called Bold Women in Business Sisterhood, where I share strategies every week to help you gain clarity, confidence, and make powerful connections so that you can build the business and the life that you deserve. All right, till next time, I'm Andrea Engstrom, encouraging you to take action on your dreams. You are the one who makes your dreams come true. So show up to your life with power and authenticity. Be bold, be tenacious, and make it happen.